Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Shin Dalad Mem. We are on page 388. Dina Holech Bamidbar B'Shabbos. The halachos of someone that goes in a desert on Shabbos. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, HaHolech Bamidbar, one who was walking in the desert, Ve'eno yodea masai hu Shabbos. He lost track of the calendar. He doesn't remember what day it is, so he doesn't know when Shabbos is. So what does he do? Mona shiva yomim miyom shenasan elibo shechachaso. He counts 7 days from the day he realizes that he lost count. Umekadesh hashvi b'kiddush v'avdallah. On day number 7, from then, he makes kiddush and havdallah as if it's Shabbos. And if he has food to eat, Osir lo lasos malacha klal. He's not allowed to do any malacha on any day, ad she yichle ma she yeshlo, until he runs out of food. The oz yase malacha b'chol yom, and then he could do malacha every day, afilu b'yom she mekadesh bo, even the day that he made kiddush and avdallah, he was mekadesh shiras Shabbos, even that day he could do malacha. Kedei parnasaso mitzumtzemes, an exact amount of parnasa, an exact amount of food that he needs. Umutr leilach bo b'chol yom, and he's allowed to walk every day, afilu b'yom shemekadesh bo, even the day that he was mekadesh haShabbos. So says the Mechaber, a person is walking in the desert, he forgot when it's Shabbos, so the day that he realizes that he has no clue what day it is anymore, so he starts counting from then as day 1, he goes to day 7. On day 7, he makes kiddush and avdallah. That is really the only nafkamina between that day and the other days, because in terms of malacha, malacha is now usher all days, it might be Shabbos, but every day he's allowed to do exactly what he needs. So long that he has food, he can't do any malacha. Once he needs food, he can do an exact amount of malacha that he needs for the amount of food to live that day, and that includes every day, even the day he was mekadesh Shabbos, because there's no reason to think that's Shabbos more than any other day is Shabbos, and therefore he would do malacha on that day as well, exactly what he needs. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, HaHolech Bamidbar, one who's going in the desert, V'hu adin im nishba bein ha'ove gilulim. The same din obviously is true if one was taken captive by the Goyim, V'nishkach yom Shabbos imenu. He was thrown into a dungeon or a tunnel, lo aleinu, and he has no idea what day of the week it is. So from the minute he realizes he has no clue what day it is, so he'll start counting 7 days like we discussed, and then the Mishnah Berurah adds in a very interesting thing, but sometimes if a person is in fact taken captive by the Goyim, based on the Goyim's celebration of their day, he can figure out what day is Shabbos. If they keep Friday and he sees they're doing special things on Friday, he knows the next day is Shabbos. If they're keeping Sunday, he knows the day before is Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah adds in that sometimes he's able to figure it out. If he cannot figure it out, so again, he follows, when he is taken captive by the Goyim, the same rules as the Mechaber and the Gemara tell us about someone who was lost in the desert. Sivkotan days. Miyom shenosan. So he counts 7 days from the day that he realizes he forgot. Rotzalomar means to say, Miyom shenofa belibo hasofek mosahu Shabbos. From the day that the Sofek entered his heart of when is Shabbos, va'oso hayom gufahu yom rishon. The day that he realizes that he lost count, that day is day number 1. L'minyan sheishis yimei achol, to count the 6 days of the week. And then the 7th day from that count, he'll be mekadesh with kiddush and avdallah, sivkotan gimel. Tahainu sha'usa kiddush ala pas v'ayayin kedin. He'll make kiddush either on bread or wine, like is the regular halacha. V'tiknu chachomim zel lezikarum. And this was established by the chachomim as a remembrance. Shelo tishtakach Torah Shabbos imenu. So he shouldn't forget Shabbos. Really, he has no clue what day is Shabbos. As the Shaar Tzion points out, in terms of the brachos of Kiddush, we really should say, Safek brachos lahakel. But as a zikaron, so he shouldn't forget the concept of Shabbos. So we make a commemorative Shabbos by making Kiddush and Abdullah on every 7th day. Again, day 1 is the day that he realized he lost count. The imeinlo, if he has no bread or wine to make Kiddush on, so yikadosh ayidei atfila. So then he will make Kiddush in the davening. Because on that 7th day that he's making Kiddush and Avdallah, he's also davening the Shabbos davening. So if he doesn't have what to make Kiddush on, he will daven anyway the Shabbos davening. That will be his Kiddush. Kemosha Kaza Primogad, like the Primogadim writes, V'yotzi bazem midaraisa. And through the tefillah, he's yotzi Kiddush daraisa. Afilu im hayom hu be'emes Shabbos. Even if that day, number 7, happens to be really Shabbos, he will be Yotze, as always, your Yotze with Tefillah, your mitzvah derais of Kiddush. Kemavur la'el b'simen reish ayin aleph and mishur, like we saw earlier, in reish ayin aleph ayin sham. V'gam yavdil b'tefillah, if he has no wine for Avdallah or Chamar Medina, he'll also be mavdil in davening. Sha'omer atochon antanu, we'll say atochon antanu. V'yotze b'zeh al b'yatchak mitzvah Avdallah. In a pressing situation like this, he has no other Eitzah, so that will be his Avdallah. Sivkot and Dalit. So after we say that on the 7th day, he'll be Makadesh through Kiddush and Avdallah, the Mechaber then said, if he has what to eat, he can't do Malacha at all on any day until he runs out of food. Hainu, afilu ein lo ki'im lechem ba'alma. Even if the only food he has is bread, he can't do any Malacha. Shuv aser lasos Malacha eitzel b'nei ashyara. He can't go ahead and do any malacha by the people that are with him at the caravan. Lehistakir bishul tavshul, in order to make some more money so he can get some dishes for Shabbos, some other food. That's aser. Ta'alo ein kam pikuach nefesh. Lemaisa, he has bread, it's not pikuach nefesh. Every day might be Shabbos. And therefore, he cannot do any malacha so long that he even has bread. Sivkotun hei mimal lehisparnes. So he said, he can't do any malacha so long that he has mimal lehisparnes. Tahainu mis kaspo sheyeshlo. Either he has some money that he can buy from the other people that are with him, that are goyim, he could buy some food for Shabbos. O sheyuchal limkor eiza chayfetz, or if he has something he could sell to get food. O sheyuchal lahasig b'hakofa, or he's able to take out a loan and buy on credit. Mibnei hashyara, from the people that are in the caravan with him. Ad sheyagil makom yishav, until he gets to an inhabited area. But if he has any of these eitzas, he can't do any malacha. O b'matana me'eslam, or he can ask them to give him a gift. In all those cases, he's usher to do any malacha. If he has any access to getting the food that he needs, malacha is off limits. If katan vav, usher lo. On the same point, if he has malas barnes, usher lo lasas malacha klal. Rotzalom rafilu bikol sheishas hayomim. Besides the day of Shabbos, that he's been a kaddish of Shabbos, but all 6 other days as well, all 7 days, no malacha. The hakol yomu safik Shabbos. Really, every day is a safik, maybe it's Shabbos. V'afogav the rov hayamahu yamei achol. Even though it's true, 6 out of 7 are chol, so maybe we should go back to the rov. Zem mikri kavua. This is considered kavua. The hayom Shabbos minkar lakolhu. Since Shabbos is said, it's recognized by everyone. We say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. So even though it's only 1 out of 7, we view it as mechza mechza, and therefore malacha is aser all the days. When he runs out of food, so then we said he could do malacha every day. Even the day that he's been Mekadesh as Shabbos, but only enough work that's Kidei Parnasaso Mitzum Semis. Says the Mishabura, Akol Yom Nami Koi, this is going on every single day. She'eno Rashai Lehistakir Mimalacha Yoser. He can't gain any more from any more Malacha than exactly what he needs. Afilu Bayom HaShishi Shalo. Even the day that he's counting as day number 6, Kidei Lehochin Al Yom HaShvi Shalo. He wants to make a little more so he can have food also for day 7. Also not allowed. Shelo yitzdarach lasas b'malacha. He wants to work a little bit extra on day 6. So he'll have food for 6 and 7, so he won't have to do malacha on the day that he's making as Shabbos. Gam kein aser, that's also forbidden. Deshema hayom hu yom Shabbos. Because maybe day 6, even though he's making Kiddush and Abdallah on day 7, that's only meisafik. Maybe day 6 that he wants to do extra malacha is really Shabbos. Ulamachar yeh yom chola. Maybe day 7 when he's making Kiddush and Abdallah, really it's a weekday. So how can you do any extra malacha on day number 6, which might be Shabbos, if it's not a situation of pikuach nefesh? Avol kedei parnasa mutter, but enough to get by is permissible. Shenogel pikuach nefesh, because that could be life threatening. Shem lo yase malacha, if he's not going to do any malacha, yomus ba midbar berov, he's going to die in the desert from starvation. Ubidiyevin im hirviach biyom echad yosem mikdei parnasaso. So he's not allowed to do more malacha on one day than he needs for that day. But let's say accidentally it happened that he did extra malacha. He has a little bit extra food that he doesn't need to finish today. So aser lo lomachar lasas malacha atchiyich l'mashi yishlo. So then he's not allowed to do malacha tomorrow until he finished up the food that he had left over from yesterday. He can only mamish do what he needs for that day. If he has food from yesterday, he can't start working or doing any malacha until he finishes yesterday's leftovers. Then the Mechaber said, "Umuter leilech b'chol yom." He's allowed to walk every day. Zaktim mishabura sekadol ches afilu kama parsos. Even many parsos, he can walk outside the tchum. Sheim yishoyer ba midbar laolam. if he is going to remain in the desert forever, yechalal Shabbos. He's vada going to be mechalal Shabbos v'yomus be'eretz gzeirah. He's going to die in the desert. Therefore, he is allowed to walk to get himself out of the midbar. Sefkoton tes afiru biyom shemekadesh bo. Even day 7, where he's making kiddush, he can still walk. Again, kedei lemaher lotzeis min ha-midbar, in order to rush and get out of the desert. Avol shorei yisurim, but any other yisurim, afilu eino rak shvus derabanan, even if the other yisurim are only the rabbanon, osur lasos bayom hashvi shelo, he cannot do on his 7th day. Ube el yirabe mekel b'shvus, the el yirabe is mekel when it comes to an isur derabanan, afilu bayom hashvi shelo, even on the 7th day, kevan de hurak sveka derabanan. Since it's only a Shavuos, it might not be Shabbos, a Savi Rabbanim, so there, the El Yerabe is Mekel. I'd like to point out a few quick Bialochas and then say over a Geshmak Gura from the Kolel Yohu. So going back to the Bialoch on 388, Haholech Bamidbar, when it goes in the desert. So we're talking over here in the Sif all about forgetting Shabbos. In the Bialoch, he says the same thing will be if he forgets what day of the month it is, and it's a problem of Yontif, or he forgets what month it is. What day or what month? Says the Bialocha. Vehu adinim shachach be'eza chodesh omid. The same thing is true if he forgets what month he's holding in. O minyan hayomim shel chodesh. Or the day of the month he's in, if it's Nisan, Sivan, or Tishrei, where we have the Yom Tovim, right? Nisan we have Pesach, Sivan we have Shavuos, Tishrei we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. So the same din will apply if he forgot what month it is, or what day of the month it is. And that could happen if it's cloudy and he can't see the moon, so he's not able to figure out what day of the month it is. That way, by not knowing the months of the days, he's not able to figure out when Yontif is. He doesn't know when Yontif is falling out. So again, he would have to act with Kedusha and take on all these chumras until he knows for sure that Yontif passed, because every day, where Choshesh might be Yontif, and in those they point out that even for Yom Kippur, if he has a suffix, he would have to fast for 2 days on Yom Kippur. Next, Bialocha, V'oz Yasa Malocha. We said when he runs out of food, then he can do Malocha. Kosa B'Tosef Shabbos. Di'im Yocha L'His'anos Yom Echad B'li Sakana. Let's say he's able to fast for a day without a Sakana. So Zok T'Tosef Shabbos, Oser Lo Lasos Malocha B'Osa Yom. If one day he's feeling strong and he feels he can fast, he must fast, he can't do Malocha to get food for that day. That is what the Tosef Shabbos says. De'ein Kam Pikuach Nefesh. Remember, it's not Pikuach Nefesh, you can't work. However, V'ayim B'Sefer B'Di Yesha, Shecholik Alod B'Di Yesha argues on this, and V'Sover, and he holds, the ain sarach lasagev asu betainus. He does not have to afflict himself by fasting. Kedei shiyucha lomoyer losses mina midbar. In order that he can quickly get out, we want him to have his strength to get out of the midbar. And therefore, the halacha is very clear. He can do malachi each day. So even if he feels strong, he would not have to fast for that day till he feels weak and he mamish needs to work for the food. One more point in the halacha. The ramaskal afilu beyom shemekadesh will page kuf tzadi hey. What does he do about tefillin? Ulet inyan tefillin nir laniyas daiti the chayiv laniach bo zok the bir alocha. It appears that he had to put on tefillin every day. Assuming he has his tefillin in the desert, he forgot what day it is, and he's able to put on tefillin every day. To harov hayomim heim yemeichol, because again 6 out of 7 forgetting yontif, 6 out of 7 are weekdays. Vitzarech lemezal basaruba, you have to go basarov. Umasha ose kiddush urak lizikaron ba'amak nemefarish Rashi. We said before that which should be a kiddush in Abdullah really plays no role. You're only doing that so we don't forget the concept of kiddush. But you're not doing it because any more Shabbos any other day, and therefore you would put on tefillin every single day, even the day that you're making kiddush. Umasha ose b'malacha b'chol yom, that which you can't do malacha every day. Again, even though it's really a suffix and it's most rove days, you're allowed to do malacha. So efshir mishum da sa'u rabbanan kekavua, like we said in the Bishabura, the rabbanan made a kol kavua kemelta mechso dami lagabi that chumra of that to umalacha. Va'afilu im nomar di yom ze shel Shabbos hu bechlal kavua gomra midaraisa. And if you want to go the most chumra and say kol kavua kemelta mechso dami, mikomako mide sveika daraisa lo nafka. He still has a suffix daraisa that he has to put on tefillin, therefore he put on tefillin. But one very important point he adds on in the second to last line of the page in the Bialocha, in the middle. So he's putting on tefillin all 7 days, even the day that he makes kiddush and avdallah. Ach be'es ha'tefillah shel Shabbos. But on that day that he's making kiddush and avdallah, that he's designating as Shabbos, so when he's davening, lo yaniach ha'tefillin, he should not wear tefillin while he's davening. Kedei shelo yatarti desasri, it shouldn't be a stira. Because we said before that on those days that you're making Kiddush Avdol, you're davening the Shabbos davening. So you can't have Shabbos davening and wearing tefillin. So though you're mechuyev, safik daraisa l'chumr, you have to wear tefillin every single day, even that day you're designating a Shabbos, but don't wear the tefillin while you're davening, that would be a stira. Wear the tefillin at a different point during the day. I'd like to just share a beautiful vart from the Kol Elyo, from the Gra. In Kol Elyo, Parshas Yisro, he brings down the parsha of Zochor Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So it says, remember the day of Shabbos to make it holy. And then it says, Sheishes Yomim Tavod, 6 days you should work. V'asisa Kol Malartecha, uv'yom HaShvi Shabbos Hashem L'Kadsho L'Osasa Kom Blocha. For that to grow, a couple of points. Number one, why does it say 6 days you should work? There's no tziv, you have the chiyuv to work? 6 days you should work. It's just saying, on Shabbos you should rest. What's 6 days you should work? And why does it say, V'asisa Kol Malartecha? What's the kol calling to Marbet? You should do all your work. And then again it says, Yom HaShvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, Losasa Kol Malacha. Why the emphasis on the Kol Malacha, that you're doing the 6 days, the Kol Malacha you're not doing on Shabbos, what's going on over here? So the Gra says, this halacha, this gemara of a person who's lost in the desert is being merumas over here in the psukim. The Torah is telling us, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember which day is Shabbos. If you forget which day is Shabbos, you're in the desert, you're in captivity, so then you have to follow the halachas that we discussed today. So Zok the Torah, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the day of Shabbos to make it holy. And that way, Sheishes Yomin Tavod, you can work for 6 days, V'asisa kol malartecha, and you could do all your work. As opposed to if you forget which day is Shabbos, then you could only do a limited amount of work, what you need to get by. If you remember which day is Shabbos, then you can work for 6 days and do all your malacha. And then your Shabbos will be a Shabbos. V'yom HaShvi Shabbos Hashem L'Kecha, V'osasa kol malacha. Then you could take a rest on Shabbos, you won't have to do any malacha. So Dr. Gra, the remez over here in the Psukim is to this parsha that we're discussing over here, this Gemara. A person lost in the desert, his Shabbos is not a Shabbos, his weekday is not a weekday, he can't work fully during the 6 days, he can't rest fully on Shabbos. Zok Tegro, Zochor, Shalom HaShabbos HaKadsho, remember Shabbos. Menela, Sheishes, Yomim, Tavu, Vasiya, Kol Malatecha, you can work for 6 days, do all your Malacha, V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos HaShem HaKadsho, Lo Sasa, Kol Malacha, then your Shabbos will be a Shabbos, you won't have to do any Malacha. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem and finish Chelukim HaBe'ez HaShem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.